Google has released energy consumption figures for queries to the Gemini apps. The median energy demand for text-based queries is 0.24 watt-hours of electricity, which is roughly equivalent to running a microwave for 1 second. For each request, about 58% of the energy is consumed by high-performance TPU/GPUs. 8% is consumed by cooling and power conversion systems, which require 0.36 milliliters, about 5 drops, of water. IBM and AMD have announced plans to develop a new hybrid computing environment, where quantum technologies will be used to develop emerging algorithms and AMD's GPUs and CPUs will be used for real-time error corrections. AMD and IBM are planning an initial demonstration of a platform this year, and the software ecosystem will be made open source. A VentureBeat article asks whether the Model Context Protocol, MCP, an open standard to facilitate the interaction of AI agents with tools and APIs, can help improve the efficiency of software developers. Developers spend as little as 16% of their time actually coding. The largest culprit for wasted time is context switching. MCP can connect AI coding agents to tools for ticket management, chats with colleagues, documentation, etc., thereby reducing context switching. The U.S. government has taken a 10% share in Intel in a deal worth $10 billion to the chipmaker. Some analysts are worried by the deal because it introduces a new form of corporate risk. Another analyst is quoted as saying that Intel's fundamental problem is that it is lagging behind other companies technologically. Meanwhile, President Trump is considering imposing sanctions on EU officials who participate in implementing the EU's Digital Services Act because of concerns of the financial impact the act can have on US companies. The goal of the Digital Services Act is to force companies to apply the same safety standards to online goods as are applied to tangible goods, but as has been criticized by US big tech. A Guardian article is asking whether the AI tech bubble is about to burst. Stock prices for big tech have fallen recently and Meta has instigated a hiring freeze. These developments might also be a course correct for investors who are adding $10 billion to US companies each quarter, thereby putting pressure on companies to deliver. The pressure is leading to exaggerated claims around AI. Meanwhile, an MIT report shows that 95% of organizations are getting zero return on their generative AI investments. The report refers to the difference between the 95% and 5% of companies as the Gen AI divide. A key reason for 95% failure is the difficulty in customizing AI to internal workflows. A TechCrunch article looks at the sycophantic tendencies of AI chatbots where the AI aligns its responses on the user's beliefs or desires, even if this means sacrificing truthfulness or accuracy. For one anthropology professor, the sycophancy may be a dark pattern, an effect added to the model to encourage users and profit. Finally, an InfoWorld article proposes several guidelines for adopting AI in organizations. The foundation of the approach is having clear and reasonable objectives, ensuring that the required data is available, and that humans are kept in the loop.